It is March 17th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today is one of the most dangerous days of all days, a St. Patrick's Day that falls on a Friday. Holiday drinking will meet end-of-the-week drinking, and the results will not be pretty. Luckily, a much older and wiser man knows better and will be enjoying March Madness in the quiet of an adult community I am back at in Sarasota after leaving a successful FIA Boca week. Speaking of Boca, FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan told the remaining stragglers at the closing cocktail fundraiser for Futures for Kids on the ninth green of the golf course at the Boca Raton Resort that FIA will be returning in 2024 and 2025 to the Boca Raton for the March conference. By the way, former FTX president Brett Harrison and his new company Architect Financial Technologies, Inc. and FIA were the sponsors of the closing cocktail party fundraiser. The Russians are not just good at impacting elections, they may also be effective at influencing bank runs as well, a Bloomberg story says. Russian media outlets, far-right websites, short sellers, and doomsday preppers were among those who pushed and amplified conspiracy theories online focused on the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, according to disinformation specialists. Now researchers are starting to examine the role social media played in spreading the hysteria around the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. Cboe Global Markets is holding a global risk management conference in Austin, Texas, from October 17th to 20th, 2023. The Cboe's RMC conferences are an educational forum dedicated to exploring the latest products, trading strategies, and tactics used to manage risk exposure and enhance yields. The NFA board update of its February 2023 meeting is out, including a visit from CFTC Commissioner Kristen Johnson. There are several stories reporting that Sam Bankman-Fried was paid or took loans totaling $2.2 billion from Alameda Research, while former Alameda CEO Carolyn Ellison only received $6 million. First thing, there does seem to be a pay disparity between genders. Second, we know Sam did not spend the money on expensive clothes. Third, $2.2 billion is too much to snort or gamble away without a trace, so where's the money? The story of only having $100,000 in a bank account is not cutting it. There must be a mattress somewhere that is very uncomfortable to sleep on. Or maybe Sam is a crypto pirate, and in the Bahamas there is some buried treasure. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has pronounced the U.S. banking system sound, but not all deposits are guaranteed, Bloomberg reported. There are no blanket guarantees unless rich people are going to lose a lot of money, and then they all get covered with every blanket, throw, quilt, and down comforter available. Okay, I added that last part. I would like to see what happens when a minority-owned bank has difficulty before my irreverent jab is judged. Bloomberg has a story about ChatGPT that reminded me of something that former NFA President Dan Roth once told me when we were discussing regulators keeping up with current trends. At the time, we were discussing social media. The Bloomberg story headline is ChatGPT advances are moving so fast regulators can't keep up. Roth told me, regulators are never going to be out front, but they never like to lose sight of the taillights. Here's an example of why it is good to work with your children. Yesterday, we had a last-minute opportunity to interview a Microsoft executive for the JLN Industry Leaders video series from FIA Boca. As I was deep in the interview, rather than saying Microsoft, I said IBM. My son, Robbie Lothian, quickly corrected me, very politely. Smart kid, pays attention, and is sensitive to situations. After his second Boca and fourth FIA conference, he is starting to recognize people and generate ideas for JLN to improve the impact of its content. Speaking of Robbie, we are in discussions with him to send him to FIA Asia in Singapore this fall. JLN needs to show the flag in Asia after not being there for years, and Robbie is making friends with the SGX crowd, who made a good pitch at the SGX press lunch in Boca to come to FIA Asia. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from Business Insider. Peter Thiel said he had $50 million in a personal account at Silicon Valley Bank when it collapsed, despite telling his portfolio companies to pull their money. Despite advising clients to pull their cash from Silicon Valley Bank last week, Peter Thiel, a billionaire tech mogul, said that he had a large sum of his own money tied up in the doomed bank when it collapsed on Friday. I had $50 million of my own money stuck in SVB, he told the Financial Times. My comment, Thiel forgot about that vacation fund money at SVB. How embarrassing. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Men's college basketball players are already making twice as much as women. The story. The men's and women's March Madness tournaments are structured identically. 68 teams play 67 games, each lasting 40 minutes, to vie for college basketball's top prize. There's one inescapable difference. The men make twice as much money. For a second year, college athletes, male and female, can profit from playing ball. In June 2021, the Supreme Court cleared the way for college athletes to benefit from the use of their name, image, and likeness. My comment, is this the market at work or discrimination? Or is it the fact that there is better media coverage of men's sports? Here's an opinion piece from Bloomberg from Michael Bloomberg. Lax enforcement of New York's marijuana law endangers kids. Weed stores have become ubiquitous in much of New York City. Unsurprisingly, drug-related incidents in the schools are on the rise. About a decade after states began legalizing recreational marijuana use, there's little doubt who the biggest winners have been, criminals. And it's equally apparent who the biggest losers have been, kids. New York State's disastrous experiment with legalization is making both of those facts painfully and dangerously obvious. My comment, weed went from an underground commodity to an in-your-face, full-brand marketed and differentiated product. Is there any wonder the kids are paying attention and impacted? Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most clicked item on Thursday was the first of the three videos Patrick Lothian of John Lothian Productions produced for the FIA Hall of Fame ceremony. Second was the How Credit Suisse Turned Switzerland's Banking Industry into a National Embarrassment from the Telegraph. Third was a tie between the second of the three Hall of Fame videos from John Lothian Productions and CME CEO Says Wife's Carjacking Highlights Insane Chicago Crime from Bloomberg, which was a repeat from Wednesday's top three. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, Wall Street banks to deposit $30 billion into First Republic. Lenders flock to Fed facilities, borrowing record $153 billion from discount window. The largest U.S. banks have banded together to deposit $30 billion into First Republic Bank in an attempt to bolster its finances and contain the fallout from the collapse of two big lenders in the past week. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo each will deposit $5 billion into First Republic, a California-based lender. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley will put in $2.5 billion apiece, while Bank of New York Mellon, PNC Bank, State Street Trust, and U.S. Bank are depositing $1 billion each. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. $2.7 trillion wall of expiring options, a worry for traders reeling from bank crisis. Triple witching index rebalance set to spur trading volume. Event may help unpin S&P 500 from the 4,000 level, BI. Just as a week of global bank drama winds down, Friday's option expiration risks creating fresh turmoil for traders. An estimated $2.7 trillion of derivatives contracts tied to stocks and indexes are scheduled to mature, obliging Wall Street managers to either roll over existing positions or start new ones. The process usually involves portfolio adjustments that lead to a spike in trading volume and sudden price swings. While the event has its benefits, such as amping up liquidity, that may not be enough to appease investors reeling from the shocks ranging from the collapse of three U.S. banks to hawkish comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Japan Finance Ministry, BOJ, ready to respond on bank sector woes. Senior Japanese officials from the finance ministry, central bank, and financial watchdog said they are ready to respond if needed in the wake of recent turmoil in the global banking industry. A coordinated front was particularly important given possible risks during the leadership transition at the Bank of Japan, said Masato Kenda, a senior official for international affairs at the finance ministry. BOJ Governor Haruhiko Kurado hands over the reins to Kazu Uda next month. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.